it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete, I didn't listen to a word you said, and we have a fantastic guest to get to recap Sunday Night Football. Look, so hang on. No, like, we have some breaking news. This doesn't happen often on the show. Okay. So our sequence is going to be we'll get to our, I don't know what our sequence is going to be. This was not something we planned for. The Carolina Panthers, after their loss to the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, have fired Matt Rhule. The head coach that they hired, gave a 7-year, $8 billion contract to ahead of the 2020 season. Matt Rhule out as the Carolina Panthers head coach. Their future looks murky, to say the least. The Carolina Panthers, again, to reiterate, have fired head coach Matt Rhule. He coached 38 games for the Carolina Panthers after signing a 7-year contract with the Panthers in 2020. He went 11-27 in those games. Rhule, Pete, to catch everybody up here, was one of five coaches hired in the 2020 cycle. The other four, one has already been dismissed in Joe Judge of the New York Giants after last season. The other three still holding. Two of them are holding somewhat strong. The Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, won coach of the year that particular season with Baker Mayfield, who now is a part of this Panthers mess. Mike McCarthy of the 4-1 Dallas Cowboys. Ron Rivera of the 1-4 Washington Commanders does kind of feel like he might be next on this list. Baker Mayfield will be playing for his sixth head coach in five NFL seasons. These are all the little nuggets that are starting to kind of trickle out as the world reacts to Matt Rhule being out as the Carolina Panthers head coach and perhaps on his way to Lincoln, Nebraska to take over the Cornhuskers, who are in need of some help.
We had talked a lot about this on the show, and I think it's always a case in the NFL, especially nowadays, when you do have six or seven coaches that are turned over each and every year, seemingly, like, who's going to be the first one to be let go? And I think consensus wise, like, we all really figured that it was Matt Rhule on the greatest hot seat, even in Dallas, right, where you guys do have this backup head coach waiting in the wings, so to speak. But it just still felt like, okay, there's a path for Mike McCarthy to do enough to keep this job in Dallas, whereas, like, it just didn't seem like there was a path for Matt Rhule. The quarterback has not been good enough. They went through several quarterbacks, never could find anything that works. And this game against San Francisco, when you talk about just what the Panthers have been microcosm-wise for a while now, was a clear indication of the fact that this is not going to be a regime that rights the ship. I mean, it became very, very clear in this game. And I mean, it was the last straw. And I think this was a long time coming where the confidence in Matt Rhule, it just didn't seem to be there anymore. And San Francisco never gave Carolina a chance. And Carolina offensively just looked completely lost. Now, I think the 49ers are one of the better defenses of the league, so a little bit of a perfect storm here. But what you saw from the Panthers was nothing. Nothing in this game gave you confidence that this team could be anything under what they're dealing with at this point. Baker Mayfield, I believe, might be injured. So this is going to be a losing season anyway. So I think the owners saw the writing on the wall here. They know what the season is going to be, which is a top five draft pick. Let's get maybe some new blood in here. Let's try to figure this out before this completely tailspins, and let's get ahead of it. And good for them to have the foresight. I think sometimes you'll see these organizations that stick with a current coaching staff and a current regime just because they feel like they have to and they feel like their money is there. Just read a tweet from Adam Schefter that the Panthers are going to owe Matt Rhule $40 million.
Yeah, Matt Rhule's done all right for himself.
This is the definition of cutting your losses.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.